Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240, KDGO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with Kerry Siggins. Are we going to start saying Kerry Siggins, CEO, podcaster, author, extraordinaire, all-around great person?
Nah, just Kerry Siggins. I'm just Kerry Siggins.
Okay, so Stone Age. Stone Age is here locally. Tell me about Stone Age. A lot of people may not know what that is.
Oh, yeah. So Stone Age is just about to have its 44th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, I always can remember because it's 1 year younger than me, and I'm about to have my 45th birthday. And we make industrial cleaning equipment, high pressure water jetting equipment. So high tech squirt guns on steroids is how I like to describe it for industrial cleaning applications. So cleaning refineries, petrochem plants, food processing plants, anywhere you'd use ultra high pressure water to clean. So, you know, for those listeners who are trying to imagine what this is like, you know, take your pressure washer that you use at home, only multiply that by a lot more PSI, enough to remove plastic or rubber or real sticky things or, you know, really anything that's
I'm thinking Roto-Rooter.
Yeah, well, we do have a line of sewer cleaning nozzles as well, a little bit more aggressive than that, but yes, in fact, the city of Durango is a great partner of ours. They actually test a lot of our larger sewer cleaning tools. So whenever you see the big trucks on the side of the road with the big vac truck that's, you know, in the manhole, there's typically going to be a Stone Age Warthog tool on the end of it.
Right.
You should thank those guys because you never think about your plumbing until it doesn't work. And we need them.
Well, and that's so true because, you know, it's like you have a big dinner party and all of a sudden you can't flush, and oh, guess what? You're panicking.
Awkward.
Yeah, and in the Stone Age tool. Yeah. Clears that.
Exactly.
I think I'm thinking of the Warthog because it like has a nozzle at the tip spins.
Exactly. So John Wolgamott and Jerry Zink, our two founders, actually invented this idea of a self-rotary nozzle, which is just the pressure on the flow of water coming from a pump that causes the tool to rotate. So, you know, if you imagine a garden hose and you put your thumb over it, you know, you reduce the flow but increase the pressure. Well, now imagine if that's rotating. And so that's what their whole company was built on. And now we're building robotic systems that do this work automated, building a software platform. So we're transitioning more to a technology company than a traditional manufacturing company. Right. But the core business is all around industrial cleaning. And industrial cleaning is so important. Nobody sees it, but our tools clean every industrial manufacturing facility in the world.
Yeah.
And that's where the material comes from, all the things that we use every day. Tires on our car, the gas in our car, the plastic in our water bottles.
Right.
You know, and so we don't understand where those things come from and how important it is, the maintenance is of those facilities. And that's what we do. So our employees are really proud that we're an important part of the supply chain.
And how many employees now do you have?
We have about 200, under 200.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they're not only they're here in Durango, but they're also
all over. Yeah, we have the majority of them are here. This is where our headquarters is here in Durango. But we have employees in all over the U.S. We have offices in Reno, Nevada, Houston, Texas, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Cleveland, Ohio, Rotterdam, Netherlands, and just outside of Birmingham in the U.K. And then we have employees, sales people kind of sprinkled throughout the world. So we're a global company.
And every employee is an owner.
Every employee is an owner.
So going back to your book, the ownership mindset, or the right ownership mindset. Why do I keep that? I have the hardest. I have to look. I'm cheating because I look and I always feel like I'm going to get it wrong. It
doesn't quite flow off the tongue. The owner mindset's better, but the ownership mindset is what we really wanted to go with this book. So,
and because you are an owner, obviously. And walk me through that process. Then when did you decide that you were going to become an employee-owned company?
So we've been employee-owned long before I came to Stone Age. So John and Jerry started selling stock to the employees in the 90s. They actually started with a profit-sharing program, and it was very motivating for employees. Mm-hmm. And so they said, let's try this whole employee ownership thing. So it was a homegrown program. And then in 2013, 2014, I started really pushing them to consider a more sustainable program as they were getting older. You know, we were talking about what their succession plan was going to be. It was like, who's going to own this company? And we need a better structure, a better model.
Mm-hmm.
And we were coming up against some limitations within the program. So that's when we decided to do an ESOP, which is an employee stock ownership plan. And it's a program that is governed by the Department of Labor and by ERISA, which manages retirement benefits.
Okay.
And so it's a way for founders founders or owners to be able to sell their shares to a trust, and then the employees are beneficiaries of that trust. So we did that in 2000. We became an official ESOP in 2015.
And can any size company partake in this?
Yes, you need to have some size. It's pretty expensive to set up and manage.
Yeah.
So you need to be of a certain size. I would say probably doing, maybe 8 to 10 million in revenue at the very least to make it worthwhile. But there's lots of other ownership models that are out there, employee ownership models that are out there. In fact, I sit on Governor Polis's Commission for Employee Ownership. He created that commission, I guess, probably 5 or 6 years ago. And so we work across the state trying to help business owners who are looking to exit their company find an employee ownership model that might work for them. So ESOPs are good for certain companies. They're not great for all, but it's great if any owner wants to consider employee ownership as part of a current benefit or as a succession plan.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's so important too. It's I've talked to so many business owners. I'm always saying, what is your exit strategy? And they're like, what do you mean? I just started my company. I'm like, yeah, but now's the time, especially if you have a partnership. It's like a lot of relationships, right? Starts out great and something could go south and you want to have that that in place so you know what to do and how to do it and having that succession plan. All right, we got to take a break.
Okay.
This was a short one, but when we come back, I want to get back into the book.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, don't go anywhere.
I won't go anywhere.
All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes with Carrie Siggins, and you're listening to, where are we listening to? Durango Digs here on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Stay tuned.